Jackson Mayor Daniel Mahoney in the House. Council met last night, and I guess, Daniel, reasonably uneventful.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, it's always good to take care of business. Last night we had a moderately light agenda. Plenty of public comment.
Regarding?
Mostly pertaining to election stuff. Nothing pertaining to the business that we were taking care of last night. Few reasonable concerns, but that was really about it. We had a pretty light agenda last night. Most of what we discussed was around the city manager's leadership program that he's invested in for the staff, called Extreme Ownership. It's a nice presentation to be able to kind of see the impact that Extreme Ownership is having on all of the staff in the city of Jackson. And nice to see a city manager that thinks it's worthwhile to invest in the employees of the city of Jackson, and giving them some leadership training and helping bring them up. I think it's effective. It seems, I mean, we had a packed house, and it was all city staff last night. It was a packed house, and it was all city staff last night coming to just to be available for any questions and give some testimony to how it's impacted their work experience at the city of Jackson. And that took up a good bulk of the time. Of course, we had our regular stuff that gets passed, our consent agenda, and a few other items that we had to discuss. I think the only other big discussion item last night was the Fifth Ward seat and having an understanding of what that process looks like for appointing to that Fifth Ward seat and all the details that surround that.
So anything change with that process?
Well, nothing changed since they changed it. This was prior to me coming on board. But basically the way it'll work is applications are open now. You can apply just the same way you would apply to be appointed to a board or a commission that we appoint to through the city website. It'll probably even be on social media for the city of Jackson. And applications will close on November the 3rd. Which is a Friday, so they'll close at 5 p.m. November 3rd. We will do interviews for the individuals who apply to be appointed. That individual who is appointed will serve until the next upcoming election, so they will run in the next 2024 election. That'll be a one-year term. Then whoever runs next, it'll end up being a five-year term so that we get on track with the even years. You know, we voted to move our elections from odd to even years. So that person will the next, not this next 2024 election, but the 2025 election will result in a five-year term to serve till 2030. It's crazy to even say 2030. That is crazy, Greg.
I know it. 2024, though, that term is 4 years now, right?
No, that term would be for 1 year.
No, I mean the regular election.
Correct.
Those elected will be for 4 years.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
With the exception of
the Fifth Ward seat.
Okay.
Correct.
So there'll be an extra seat being elected.
Yep.
On that election next November.
Okay. Yes.
Now, you have to live in the Fifth Ward, obviously.
Yes, that's the number one thing. You have to live in the Fifth Ward.
Okay, so how is it, how's the winner selected?
Well, I think it's going to be through an interview process. I mean,
and then
you know,
votes?
An interview process and then votes. So I'm not sure the criteria that other council people are looking for. We haven't discussed that at all. You know, I know myself, I think that the person has to be a good representative of the Fifth Ward. I mean, if it were me, I would probably try to get a decent amount of people who live in the Fifth Ward who believe that I would be a good selection to either write or email or stop into a meeting to express that, hey, I think this would be a good person. That would go a long way for me to see that citizens in the Fifth Ward believe in this person. Also, them having some idea of how council works wouldn't hurt. No experience doesn't mean that you don't understand.
Right.
But I think that's, you know, I haven't even seen the set of questions that they go based off of.
Mm-hmm.
For the interview, there's a standard set of questions that they've used in the past that they plan to still use. So this process on this side for the city is new to me. I've experienced having to reappoint a seat when I was over at the county commission, and I'll be honest, it's not something that's enjoyable to do, not for myself. I really truly believe that the citizens of that ward should have the right to choose their council person. Which is why I think it's a good thing that this person would have to then run for a one-year term in the next available election. So that way those Fifth Ward citizens can choose who they want to serve them.
Too late now, though, isn't it? I mean, for November.
Yeah, for this election,
right.
It's too late.
Yeah.
So they would have to run
in
the next election.
Yeah, they should elect their own
correct person. So
it'd
be a one-year term.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, just about 1 year, because they'd have to turn around and run. That is a caveat. They do have to commit to pulling petitions, getting signatures, and running on the next ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Clean up Saturday. I was looking for the details of when it starts and all of that kind of stuff, but it's next Saturday. I think it's over at the DPW. This coming Saturday.
Thank you.
At DPW. The 14th starts at 7:30 a.m. and ends at noon, so get up early. They usually keep that line moving pretty swift. There's a list of items they will not take, like batteries and tires and kitchen garbage and paint. So
yeah, go on the city's website.
Yeah, go on the website. You can check it out and make sure you get your stuff cleaned up and dropped off over to the DPW building that you want to get rid of.
How about leaf pickup? That's all pretty much the same, right?
Leaf pickup is pretty much the same, which has already started.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making their rounds. Yes, they're going to do two rounds like they've always traditionally done. And rake those leaves down to the curb. Closest possible to the date that your pickup is going to happen. I know that's the tricky part. It's like, well, if I only got this day to get it done, then I'm going to do it on this day. But you want to try to do that as close to the date as possible. It's been pretty windy out there, so you don't want
and damp.
Yeah, and you don't want those leaves to blow all over the place. And
I don't think they're going to this weekend.
No, not this weekend. It's been pretty. We getting that traditional Michigan Halloween weekend weather.
Yeah.
Maybe Halloween weekend we'll actually get some sunshine this year.
So the Hayes Building, I asked you last week, you were not concerned at the time? Has that changed at all?
Not at all.
Not at all?
No,
okay.
Not at all. I'm not concerned at all. No, not even a little bit.
Not a teeny?
Not even a little bit.
Okay.
No, I mean, you know, you got to think about it, Greg. A $30 million investment, that is a tall order.
But I've been talking about this
for years.
Long time.
I know it. So, I mean, and here's the thing.
And we've seen how many developers come and go.
A lot.
At least a dozen.
I don't know if we've ever had any developer in this deal.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they have invested quite a bit of money already.
Okay.
And it would be it would be quite a bit of money to walk away from without them truly trying to see this project through.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you had a lot of comment last night, I guess probably on election issues. Was there one main push point for people?
I think that so there's a lot of misinformation being spread out there.
Well, that would be hard to believe in this day and age.
Oh, my goodness. it, you know, it's tiresome, though, that it happens even at the local level with misinformation being spread.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing is has been probably around single hauler. One, it's not a – it's, you know, I was talking to someone else on council, and I'm like – while I said that this is a concern for me, that I think that we should have discussions about what to do with solid waste removal, it's not something that I've pushed on because it's not something that I feel like the citizens are fully aware or educated about what we could be doing differently, right? So until it's a concern for the citizens, it's not a concern for me.
Mm-hmm.
I also think there's a misconception that there's only one way to do trash differently, and that's to go to a single hauler system. That's not the truth either. There are several other ways that we could work to reduce the cost of our solid waste removal without selling the contract to one single hauler. There are a plethora of different ideas that we could look at, which I'm definitely willing to explore. Not necessarily anything that I feel like is has to like be pushed through right now.
Mm-hmm.
I had a citizen call me the other day, Greg, and he was really concerned. He sent me a text message, and he called me, and then when I called him back, excuse me, he said, "Mr. Mayor, you know, I'm hearing that you are reducing the budget for the police, and that you're cutting police, and." You know, I quickly told him not only are we not cutting police or reducing their budget, we are actually spending more, and we've hired 6 officers in the last year. So there's no way that I would be in support of us cutting the one of the most needed resources that we have in our community.
Sure.
You know, so I think it's unfortunate that right now, because it's election season, that in order to try to get an edge in this election, people are willing to go to the extreme of spreading misinformation and stuff that's just not true throughout the community in an attempt to try to stir people up to vote for them. I think it's unfortunate. I think it's very distasteful. But, you know, election season brings out the worst in some people, and people are willing to do some pretty unfortunate things in order to try to give themselves an advantage.
So you're not naming your opponent. Are you accusing your opponent of that?
I'm not accusing anybody of anything.
Okay.
No, I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I think people can do their own research, and if they ask enough questions, they would find out who's responsible for telling these untruths about the taxes going up. And, you know, while the one thing is true, we have raised water rates. That is accurate. But I think that it's not the full picture to just say Daniel Mahoney is raising water rates because Daniel Mahoney.
You only have one vote.
Only has one vote. I only got one vote, Greg. I got one vote.
I understand that.
You know, and I think it's unfortunate because the full picture and the full story is not even being told around why water rates are increasing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, you've told it here.
Yeah, we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about it a few times. So, you know, I just hope that people can decipher for themselves what's happening during this time and make a decision that they feel most comfortable making.
Back to the single hauler. Is somebody pushing that at City Hall?
No, okay. They're not. Nobody's pushing that. Nobody is pushing that. It's not an issue that anyone has. Now we have talked about is, well, maybe we should take a look at what some bids would come in at, right? So that way we could show that to citizens. And I think the conception is, well, yeah, the first bid is going to come in super low just to get the business. But guess what? If it raises too high, in my opinion, we still have options. One option is to say, we're just going to scrap this. We're not going to do it anymore. Go back to doing trash how everybody's been doing it. The second option is go out for bid for somebody else. And again, I don't see this as being a as one single company being able to come in and take all the business. I don't think that's the best thing to do.
No.
No. Nor do I want to see
independent haulers.
Yeah,
people out of work.
You know, and that's been one of the points that a lot of people come in and say, oh, well, you're going to take out a lot of small businesses. You know, and last night it really dawned on me that there's a difference between saying that you're advocating for smaller haulers because it sounds good. But, Greg, I have used a small hauler since 2008 when I moved back to Jackson. Mm-hmm. Literally since I moved back home, I have used a small hauler, mm-hmm. and still do to this day. The last thing I want to do is put out of business those individuals who are out working to take care of their families by doing trash removal for people. Those small businesses are very important to me. The individuals who run those businesses are very important to me. So I definitely don't want to do anything that would disrupt or put them out of business. In fact, I put my money where my mouth is because that is who takes my trash is a small hauler. Mm-hmm. I'll just leave that there.
Jackson Mayor Daniel Mahoney. We are way out of time.
Okay.
Thanks for the visit.
Good to see you always. Have a good day, Greg. Have a good day, Jackson.
Appreciate it.